Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Your New England Patriots are AFC champions. They are not done, and they're going to their 10th Super Bowl.
That was the sound at Gillette Stadium yesterday as the Patriots won the AFC Championship and a trip back to the Super Bowl. They rallied in the final 3 minutes of the game to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 24-20 and earn their spot in Super Bowl 52. Joining us to talk about this is ESPN.com football writer Mike Reese. Morning, Mike.
Well, it is a good morning for New England fans, isn't it?
It certainly is. Well, let's start with, after all the drama about the injury to quarterback Tom Brady's hand, did that appear to be any sort of a problem for the team?
No, it wasn't in the game. Tom Brady really threw the ball well, despite having 12 stitches on the inside part of his right throwing hand near the thumb area. His final statistics, 26 of 38 for 290 yards, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions, and he even gathered one snap and ran for a first down when they really needed one late in the game. So it wasn't a huge factor for him.
And so any remaining concerns about that injury with the Super Bowl now 2 weeks away, or we're pretty much done talking about the hand?
Tom was actually pretty revealing after the game. The Patriots usually don't talk about injuries very openly, but he actually said the stitches are going to be coming out, and he said once the stitches come out, it's basically back to what it was. And really, Deborah, the main story there was that when he first got the cut, he really feared the worst, because players that were at the practice described a real bloody mess at the time. And so there was that initial scare on the Wednesday when he cut it. And then as he realized it was no tendon damage, no ligament damage, no bone break, he realized he could play through it.
So let's talk about Rob Gronkowski, who left the game in the first half with a concussion. Do we know if he'll be ready for the Super Bowl?
Well, we don't know. And that's because concussions and the way players respond to them can vary from case to case. One positive thing for Rob Gronkowski and the Patriots is that the Super Bowl isn't until 2 weeks from yesterday. So if the game was played a week, you know, normally what you'd have during the season, there might be more of a question. The hope is that with the extra time, he'll be ready to go.
Now, it may not have been because of Tom Brady's hand, but the Patriots' offense struggled for much of the game against the Jaguars' defense. How do you think they turned it around, Mike?
Well, you know, they made a couple plays on third down, you know, just to extend drives and get more plays against the Jaguars' defense, and sort of tired them out a little bit. And they also went to one player in particular to get it going, Danny Amendola. And he got the nickname the last week from Rob Gronkowski, Danny Playoff Amendola, because he always comes through in the playoffs. Danny Amendola played a fourth quarter that might have been the best that any Patriots wide receiver has ever played in the playoffs.
Wow. So Philadelphia Eagles, the Eagles beat the Vikings yesterday, 38-7. Now, the Patriots beat the Eagles 13 years ago in the Super Bowl. I know, it's different teams, I know. And of course, over the next 2 weeks, that's probably all we're going to be talking about. But can you just give us your initial impressions of what you think the Patriots are up against?
For sure. The Philadelphia Eagles have probably the best defense in the NFL. So there's a saying, defense wins championships. So it's sort of that classic battle of the great defense against the, you know, championship quarterback and the great offense of the New England Patriots. So that'll be a fun contrast to watch. Philadelphia is a great sports town. They are a rabid fan base. So you'll have two great fan bases from, you know, this Northeast corridor. Philadelphia and New England should be a fun week.
All right. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and provides regular analysis here on WBUR. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks for having me.